Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Gloria Gaynor's number one hit single, I Will Survive, debuted in 1978 to overwhelming success. Shortly thereafter, the single went double platinum, and over three decades later, still strikes a chord among men and women everywhere. Over the years, the disco legend has received thousands of personal messages from adoring fans whose lives have been transformed by this timeless song. The remarkable stories reveal that I Will Survive has reached people from all walks of life and touched their lives in thousands of unique ways. In her new book, We Will Survive, Gloria shares 40 of these inspirational true stories about survivors of all kinds, individuals who found comfort, hope, and courage through the power of this one song. Gloria Gaynor, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Obviously, you have no idea of how one song can be as powerful and have the legs that it does. But at what point after I Will Survive came out in 1978, did you figure that this was going to be something different?
Well, I knew it when I first heard the lyrics, or read the lyrics, that is, because I was going through some difficult times at the time myself, and related to the lyrics because of them, and the lyrics encouraged and uplifted me. So I believed that it would do the same thing for other people.
When you think of how it touches people, because not only does it, it's one of those songs that it was popular in its time, mm-hmm. and it was a hit because it resonated, but then throughout that time since, people keep bringing it back because it has that moment of a belief that, yeah, we can survive this. What was your idea to bring these stories together that you had received over the years?
Well, because I've been receiving them for so many years, and because they had always encouraged and inspired me, I felt it was time for me to share that encouragement and inspiration with other people who would be going through difficult times in their own lives, so that they could be, get the benefit of this encouragement and empowerment.
Bring us to the point of your career where I Will Survive came about. How did that song become paired with you?
Well, the record company had told me they were not going to renew my contract, and so I thought it was over for me there. I fell on stage and ended up in hospital having surgery on my spine, and while I was there, I was praying and asking God what was he going to do with me, where was I going from there, what was going to happen with me and as far as my life was concerned. And so when I left the hospital and received a letter from the record company that they had a new president who wanted me to record a song, specifically chose me to record this song, I was very, very happy and thought that was the answer to prayer, until I arrived in L.A., spoke to the producers about what would be the B-side, and they talked to me about what kinds of songs I like, what kind of subject matter I like, and determined from what I said that this song, they had been waiting for me to record this song that they had written a couple of years before. So I believe that the song was a divine appointment and that it was the answer to my prayer.
Because the A-side was a Righteous Brothers song called Substitute, and
yeah.
as you say, I Will Survive was the B-side, mm-hmm. and then that starts getting played and goes through the roof.
Right, exactly.
When you started to receive the letters and the stories from people, is there a common thread in them?
The only common thread is that the song encouraged them and empowered them to make it through whatever they were going through. And it doesn't seem to matter what anyone is going through when they hear this song. It ignites the tenacity of the human spirit and forges out and encourages them to forge ahead to make it through whatever it is they're going through.
And this is it impacts men and women and all ages. It's mm-hmm. really sort of knows no bounds. And
exactly,
I guess it's a real gift for you to have a song, for any artist to have a song that is so identified. You are identified by that song so often, and also that it has the power and continues to be an anthem for so many people so many years later.
Absolutely, it is a gift. It is a gift, and I've said many times, it is a gift given to me to share with the world.
What is it like for you to perform it still?
It is unbelievably exciting. I still find this song the best song to perform in my show. I tell people I become 295.5% grade A ham whenever I perform this song, because I know that the audience is going to love it. I know they're going to be 100% with me, and it's just incredible.
And also, you know, it's so often thought of as part of the disco era, but it transcended that too. It wasn't really a disco song, was it?
Right. No. It was definitely a pop song. Pop meaning popular.
Yeah.
Definitely a pop song. It was number one on the pop charts, went down to number two, went back up to number one. Yeah, it's definitely more than a disco song.
It's also, in reading the stories, some of these are really tough. I mean, they're heart-wrenching stories, and they're about murder and loss and love. And yes, there is joy and redemption in these stories as well. I'm interested in what it's like for you when you first read them, when they initially come through, of what it's like for you to read these very personal stories.
It's still encouraging to me. It's still inspirational to me. And they, as you say, some of them, in fact, most of them are very, very sad in the beginning and go on through to triumph. And it just, you know, these people are like heroes. They are survivors. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for me to know that I had some small part in that.
And there is the empowerment that comes with it.
Absolutely.
And you feel that you've survived.
Oh, I know that I've survived. I've survived many things, many things. And this song has been there for me through every one of them.
Yeah. And this is breakups and the loss of your sister and horrible, horrible things. When you think about these stories and having people read them, what ultimately would you like them to get out of the book and the next time they hear the song on the radio?
That whatever it is you're going through, you can get through it, you can survive it, because no matter what it is you've given to your struggles, you haven't given your all until you've given all that God is willing to lend you, and His resources are inexhaustible.
It's the 35th anniversary of the Grammy-winning hit, I Will Survive. The new book is We Will Survive, True Stories of Encouragement, Inspiration, and the Power of Song. It is published by Grand Harbor Press. Gloria Gaynor, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, the name of the book is We Will Survive. It's published by Grand Harbor Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.